This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger would become the first mayor of a united St. Louis and St. Louis County if a city-county merger plan goes into effect. This has sparked debate within the region's political community, especially since city voters never elected the two-term executive. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes a look at how Stenger's potential ascension affects the merger debate.
At the beginning of 2019, Stenger was in a tough political spot. He was sworn into a second term with no reliable allies on the St. Louis County Council, and county voters had recently amended the charter to reduce his power over the budget. But Monday's reveal of Better Together's plan to merge St. Louis and St. Louis County injects new life and possible power into Stenger's political future. If statewide voters approve the plan in 2020, Stenger would be the first metro mayor of the merged government and would get to serve in that post until early 2025. His current term as county executive runs out in early 2023. Better Together officials say they didn't want to have elections for legislative and executive branch posts going on at the same time.
In other cities who have done the very same thing that we're doing, there is always a transition period. And in order to stand up a government and have continuity, that is necessary.
In many respects, Stenger would become much more powerful as metro mayor than county executive. He would get to appoint people in charge of critical services, and would get to help appoint a demographer who draws a map for a 33-person council. He would also get veto power over a host of critical decisions. Some fans of the Better Together plan, like St. Louis Alderman Tom Oldenburg, believe it makes sense to have people who are already in office usher in a new government. The 16th Ward Democrat also contends it would be foolish to reject a merger plan simply because people have political differences with Stenger.
I think it's a prudent step that we have to form this interim sort of government in order to succeed in the long term.
Others aren't as magnanimous as Oldenburg. Stenger has clashed repeatedly with members of the St. Louis County Council over the past few years. And some members of that body, like Councilman Ernie Trakas of South St. Louis County, don't like the idea of giving Stenger more power over more people.
The idea of, and I'm going to call it, centralization of debilitating power, meaning that you effectively created a monarch over the entire region who, with little oversight, little inhibition, be able to do as he or she pleases.
Councilwoman Lisa Clancy stressed she's keeping an open mind about Better Together's proposal as she reads through it. As the Maplewood Democrat campaigned last year on closer relations between the city and the county. But the expansion of Stenger's power and time in office does give Clancy pause.
So again, is this proposal designed to serve insiders, or is it really designed with the community in mind? That's a question that we all need to ask ourselves moving forward as we evaluate this.
Reverend Starsky Wilson, though, says the issues with Better Together's setup go beyond Stenger. The former co-chairman of the Ferguson Commission says it's deeply problematic that the first metro mayor, prosecutor, and assessor will be county officials that city residents never voted for.
That a plurality black city that would still be a municipal corporation would be operating with governance that it did not elect, never had an opportunity to elect it, and does not reflect it demographically or politically. That is a definition of apartheid.
Will Ross was a member of Better Together's task force that came up with the city-county merger plan. He disputed that placing county leaders initially in charge of the metro government was akin to apartheid, adding that his colleagues looked to other mergers for guidance.
It makes sense to identify individuals who are elected from the largest governmental entity, in this case in St. Louis, will be St. Louis County, who could serve as intermediaries until the new Metro Council is enacted and a Metro Mayor is elected.
St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson would also have a role in the transition if Better Together's plan goes through. She would help Stenger make some important decisions for the United Jurisdiction through 2023. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.